Now let me read on, verse 8. Shall not the land tremble for this, and everyone mourn that dwelleth in it? And it shall rise up wholly like the river, and it shall be cast out and drowned as by the river of Egypt. And as you know, that down there during the season of the flooding, the whole land there is flooded. And it not only brings water to the land, but it also brings a great deal of fertilizer as it comes down from the very heart of Africa itself. Now, he goes on here in verse 9, and it shall come to pass in that day. Now, here is Amos speaking of that day. And we have already come to the conclusion, at least I hope we have, having looked at so many of the prophets, that day is a technical expression that refers to the specific day of the Lord. And generally, it refers to the great tribulation because it comes first, because the day begins at night as far as Israel was concerned and as the Bible is concerned. It's the evening and morning of the first day. And I don't know whether you'd say it that way or not. I never would have. I would have said the morning and the evening of the first day. But the day of the Lord begins in darkness, and Amos has made that clear. And I think that here he moves on to speak of a judgment that is coming in the future. Now, if you will notice what he says here, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. Now, that will be the future judgment, you see. Now, he says here, and I think he's returning back to what he's going to do at that particular time, which he did, by the way. He did not do the other, that is for sure. Now, verse 10. And I will turn your feasts into mourning. Now, God gave to Israel, the nation, seven feast days. And they were to come before him, the males, at three of those great feasts. And they were to always come rejoicing. It was a time of praise, thanksgiving, and glorifying God. Well, God says they've been celebrating the feast, but they haven't been praising him. Now he's turning their feasts into mourning, the very opposite of what he intended them to be. And all your songs into lamentation. Now, isn't it interesting today, and I'm no music critic, and I don't want to get into that field, but what is popular music today? Now, when I came along as a young fella, in my day, it was the blues, and then it was jazz, and then it was the rock and roll, and today it's the hard rock. Now, I ask you something as you listen to the music. Do you hear anything joyful about it? Oh, it has a beat to it, and you can hop up and down like a yo-yo, and I have a notion that that type of joy is about the type of joy that a kid would get playing with a yo-yo. It doesn't require very much thinking, and it is something that is just worked up of the flesh, and it's that type of music that the world has always produced. It's mourning. It's tragic. I had the privilege of being in Vienna and going to the opera there. I really was coming up in the world. I had never done that before. If you want to know the truth, it's the first opera I'd ever heard. And I hate to confess it, I enjoyed it. But you know what it was? It was a tragic thing. The boy didn't get the girl. My, that was tragic, you see. And the songs were lamentations and wailings. Now, that is what the world produces today. That is the music. And here, God says, I'll turn all your songs into lamentation, and I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins, and baldness upon every head, and I will make it like the mourning for an only son, and the end of it like a bitter day. Now that is the judgment that was coming upon them presently, and it did in that day, and this was literally fulfilled.